and soon I was joking that I had been voted most likely to become a list manager in my high school yearbook. The role was essentially to be a salesman. My job was to make sure everyone in the direct mail community was renting and mailing to the boardroom lists, which were some of the most responsive lists in the industry. A year after getting started, I went into Marty's office to apply for a junior editorial role that had opened up. Despite having taken to lists like a natural, enjoying myself, and starting to excel beyond people who had been at it much longer, I thought I should be in editorial, since it was closer to what I had studied. But Marty took a hard look at me and said, "I think you have a nose for marketing. I think that you should stay on the list side of the business and learn everything you can about direct marketing." Little did I know at the time that following Marty's advice that day would lead to a career that I never could have imagined. Like any great direct marketer, Marty understood the critical importance of lists. He was one of the best direct marketers in the business, and here he was telling me that he saw a career for me there. I had tremendous respect for Marty, so if he said I was good, then I was going to listen. I stayed put, and over the coming months, I learned what a list manager did, and I learned all about what list brokers did as well. It was the list brokers who represented the mailers, i.e. marketers, and because they bought all the media, or the lists, they were among the most powerful and wealthy folks in the direct mail business. Many of them were making as much money as the stockbrokers enjoying the boom on Wall Street at the same time. Learning that a list broker was not a stockbroker was an important early lesson. Every list manager was obsessed with getting their lists into the hands of the right brokers, and there's where I found an edge, because my obsession was a little different. The most important thing I did was to make time to talk and meet with other list managers, my competitors, and not just the list brokers. I felt like I could never get enough time talking with other list managers. They all had something to teach me, and every time I picked up a bit of new information from one of them, selling boardrooms lists got easier for me. On the surface, these encounters took away from selling time with the list brokers, since it was the brokers, not the other managers, who were responsible for my livelihood. But I was playing a different game, and I was willing to give up some short-term income to spend time sizing up how our competitors were selling the lists in their portfolios. What I discovered changed everything for us at Boardroom and has stood me in good stead for the rest of my career. The lesson is what I now call competition as coexistence. Over the next few years, I earned the reputation of being the best list manager in the country. It all started with talking to list managers more than list brokers to build my career. Years later, as I adapted my list knowledge to all areas of marketing,